Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rich, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
This week, we're going to talk about Manchester United's Wayne Rooney, some Premier League records, the language of comparatives and superlatives, and Rich is going to make another Premier League prediction.
But before we start, we recently had a comment from Cynthia in China. She found the listening activities in the My Match Day section on our website quite difficult.
Listening in English can be quite difficult, so we want to give you three tips to think about when you're listening.
The first is to think about what you're going to listen to before you start listening. If you think about the topic and try to predict some words you might hear, this will help a lot.
An easy example are the football results. If you hear Manchester United 0, Arsenal, you can predict that the next word will be a number, probably 5 or 6.
Very funny. But yes, for example, if you are going to listen to a teacher talking about food and cooking, it's a good idea for you to think about what you know about the topic.
Our second tip for listening to a video is look at the pictures on the screen to help you. The pictures are usually connected to the topic, so can really help you when you first start listening.
Yes. For example, if you're watching the weather forecast on the TV, you can use the pictures to help you understand.
Yes, and a football match's commentary will often be the same as what you see on the screen.
Our last tip for listening online to language learning exercises like this podcast or the match day listening is read the transcript and listen again. This will help you with parts of the listening you didn't understand. As you listen more and more often, you will need to use the transcript less and less.
If you're listening now, why don't you tell us in the comments section if you think listening to these podcasts is easy or difficult? What do you do to improve your listening skills? Do you have any tips for Cynthia?
Right, let's move on to this week's football. What's been happening in the Premier League this week, Jack?
Well, as you know, there weren't any Premier League matches this week, but there were quite a lot of international matches.
Yes, and every Premier League club had some players away on international duty.
This is a phrase we hear a lot, international duty. Can you explain it to our listeners?
Well, if you have a duty to do something, it means that you have to do it because it's your responsibility.
So, when a player is chosen by their country, they have a responsibility to represent their country, and it's called international duty.
And this week, Manchester United's Wayne Rooney has created history while on international duty.
Yes, he's become England's all-time top scorer. He's now scored 50 international goals for England.
This record had lasted for 45 years.
It was Bobby Charlton who held the record before, and he helped England win the World Cup in 1966. So it's taken a long, long time to break this record.
There are a couple of interesting collocations that you used there. Hold a record and break a record.
Yes, we use hold a record to talk about the person who has the record. So Bobby Charlton was the record holder. He held the record for 45 years.
And then Wayne Rooney broke the record, which means to do something better than before. We could also call Rooney a record breaker.
If we compare Rooney to Charlton, we can now say that Wayne Rooney has scored more goals than Bobby Charlton.
Yes, we use more than to compare two or more things. We can also say that Wayne Rooney has scored the most goals in an England shirt.
And we use the most to say that this is the greatest number or quantity of something.
So, is Rooney the best striker in English football history? Is he better than Bobby Charlton, Alan Shearer or Gary Lineker, who scored 10 goals in World Cup finals for England?
Here, we are using adjectives to compare things, and there are special comparative and superlative forms we use to do this. Better is the comparative form of good, which we can use to compare two things, like in these examples. Rooney is better than Charlton, or United are better than City, etc.
And the best is the superlative form of the adjective good, which we usually use when saying the thing which is top. For example, Chelsea were the best team in the Premier League last season.
The adjective good is irregular and doesn't follow the rules of most comparative and superlative forms. If you want to learn more about these structures, try the exercises we've put below or check out our Learn English website. We've put a link on the side of this page to the Learn English website's English grammar section on comparatives and superlatives.
So, who do you think is the best ever English striker, Jack?
I think it's impossible to say who's the best player or this player is better than that player because they played in different times and football's changed so much. But what you can say is Rooney is only 29, so he can score many more goals for England. He is the most prolific scorer in English football history and will hold this record for a long, long time, and it will be very difficult for anyone to break.
That's a very diplomatic answer. I like it.
Right, let's move on. Have you got a prediction for us this week?
Wayne Rooney will be back from international duty and his record-breaking week for England to play one of the biggest matches of the season when Manchester United take on Liverpool at Old Trafford. Both teams will be trying to forget their recent results. Liverpool lost 3-0 at home to West Ham in their last match, and Man United were beaten 2-1 at Swansea. There will be a fantastic atmosphere inside Old Trafford for this match, as there is a huge rivalry between these fans. I think Liverpool will finish the match happier, but will have to settle for a draw. Final result, Manchester United 1, Liverpool 1.
A draw? Now it's your turn to be diplomatic.
Well, I can't predict a Liverpool win every time.
If you've got a prediction for this match or any other Premier League match this weekend, let us know in the comments section below.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, come back to Premier Skills English for some language activities, a quiz, and lots more. You can find us at britishcouncil.org/premierskillsenglish.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country, and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.